blessing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're talking about the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and I began explaining to you that the proclamation of His Lordship was what brought us into salvation. You remember? And we feasted on Romans chapter 10, verse 9, where it said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, while we're on this subject, let me explain something to you. Doesn't matter what kind of life you're living, if it's not founded on the word of God, you have but a short time of joy, a short time of happiness. You're not going to go very long. You will not go far. Make no mistakes about it. Let no one deceive you. Every other foundation is false. The Bible says no other foundation can be laid except the foundation of Christ. Hallelujah. The man whose life is founded on the word of God will win at the end. See, I'm looking at life and I'm looking at the end. The man, the woman whose life is founded on the word of God will win at the end. Have you watched those folks running? They have these sometimes 400 meter race or 800, meaning you go around twice. Some have 1,500 and so on. You do not take off the way those who are going for 100 meters take off. How many of you know that? If you're a sprinter here, you already know what I'm talking about. Imagine if you have 5,000 meters to go, and then you took off like the guy who's going 100 meters. It won't be long before you start panting and asking for glucose. But that's the way some people are. They took off wrongly. They never had the time to settle on the word of God, to understand the word of God, so they could live a true and solid life. Now you're here. Some of you are into politics. Some of you are in the government service. Some of you are businessmen and women. Some are students in different fields, professionals of different kinds. You're all from varying fields of life. Wonderful. But where is your life founded? Is it founded on your job? You would lose. It'll fail. Is it founded on your business? It'll fail. On what is it founded? An atheist was asked the question, "You don't believe in God?" He said, "I don't." "What if you die and then you find out there's a God? What are you going to do?" He thought for a moment. He said, "I don't think there's a God." "What if you found out there's a God?" He said, "I don't think there's any." "What if you found out?" "I don't think there's any." "Do you know everything?" "No." "What if this happens to be one of those things you don't know?" "Well," he said, "that would be very serious then." See, the atheist has nothing to plug his life to. Nothing. Now, that doesn't mean that if you believe in something, it's okay. What I'm trying to say, if you believe in something, it's okay. The Bible says there is no other name under heaven. Under heaven. No other name under heaven given to man for salvation. No other name except the name of Jesus. Now, I know that we are in a day where so many things are being preached. In other words, they tell us to accept everybody from the standpoint of religious tolerance. We should tolerate people of other faiths, okay? Tolerance is not the same thing as believing. We don't have to believe other faiths. Somebody said there are many ways to God. How could you say there's only one way to God? There must be many ways to God. That means God is confused. Is that what you're saying? No, he's given us so many ways. Anybody can find God? No. 1,000 times, no. You say, "Why do you say so?" I'll tell you why. No one ever said, "I am the way." Buddha said, "Follow me. I'm searching the way. We'll find the way together." Jesus said, "I am the way." Now, what if somebody else said so? Okay, move to the next one. Jesus said, "I am the truth." Meaning, I am the reality. No man ever said those words. You say, "What if somebody else did?" Well, Jesus said another one. He said, "I am the life." Life. Nobody ever said those words. You say, "What if somebody else said it?" Well, Jesus, listen, he was crucified. He died on that cross. He was buried. The third day he arose. Nobody ever came out of the grave. So he proved himself to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. Can you shout amen, somebody? Amen. Nobody. He was very dead. The Bible tells us when he was hanging on that cross, a Roman soldier took a spear and thrust it through his side. Blood and water gushed out, proving his heart had ruptured. He was very dead. They buried him in the grave, rolled a stone to the entrance of that cave and sealed it to make sure he didn't come out. He was there 3 days. And then the Bible tells us he had been embalmed with grave clothes. All right? And they had put some of those chemicals on those clothes and wrapped him in such a way that by the third day, that thing hardened and became a cocoon. So if he hadn't died on the cross, the Roman spear should have killed him. If he didn't die with that spear, Then when they put him inside that grave, and that cocoon hardened around his body, he should have died. There was only one vent around his neck because his head had not been embalmed like the rest of the body. They couldn't finish it because of the Sabbath that was dawning on them. So they had to leave and hoping to complete it on Sunday morning. Are you hearing me? If the man hadn't died before then, that thing should have now killed him. It hardened around his body. Every finger was wrapped. Every toe was wrapped. Everything was wrapped except his head. He should have died. Now, tell me. Look, on Sunday, the Bible says early in the morning, before dawn, the women who had done the embalming came to complete it. They got to the grave. They noticed the stone had been rolled away. They said, "What? The stone has been rolled away." And then they ran away to tell the disciples, "Someone has rolled away the stone." John and Peter came rushing down to the grave to find out who dared desecrate that grave. They got there. The stone had been rolled away. John looked in. He didn't enter, the Bible says. Peter entered. And then John observed something. The Bible says he saw and believed. Hallelujah.
It's time for your miracle.
There are many people who have had demonic attacks in their lives. Now, when we share with you the Word of God, you act your faith. We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Do you understand? We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Never let the enemy control your life. Say amen.
Amen.
Never let the enemy control your life. I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out. And you've been trying to throw it out ever since. And it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you. And when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone
yep.
that swallowed something in a dream and has been trying to throw. I've got these ladies here
yep.
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay, y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Oh, the more. Just go behind the ladies here. Stand there. Definitely, you don't want that evil spirit inside you, okay? You don't. Put your hand on your stomach like this. In the mighty name of Jesus. The rest of you, stretch your hands this way. Stretch your hands toward them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! Out!
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus proved himself to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. Can you shout amen, somebody? The Bible says early in the morning, before dawn, the women who had done the embalming came to complete it. They got to the grave. They noticed the stone had been rolled away. And then they ran away to tell the disciples. John and Peter came rushing down to the grave to find out who dared desecrate that grave. They got there. The stone had been rolled away. John looked in. He didn't enter, the Bible says. Peter entered. And then John observed something. The Bible says he saw and believed. Let me tell you what John saw. He looked at that cocoon. The man was not inside. The cloth that was covering his head was wrapped, showing he was not in a hurry to go out. It was wrapped properly, folded properly, and kept beside this cocoon. It was not torn up. The neck area was empty. The whole thing was empty. Where was the man? He was out. John said, I saw and believed. And then they ran away to go tell others, the master has risen. The master has risen. Then came Mary. Mary was not satisfied. She looked in. She said, maybe somebody stole the body. Maybe by some means they took it out. Where in the world could he be? And then she saw someone she thought was a gardener. She said, sir. And the gardener was facing some other area, something else. And the woman was looking around and saw this man and said, sir, have you seen his body? He said, Mary. She recognized that voice. And run to a Jesus, master. Jesus said, no, you don't. Don't touch me. He said, because I haven't ascended to my Father. Why? I want to tell you why. He had become the Lord High Priest. And when the high priest was going into the most holy place, nobody touched him. What was he going to do? He was taking his blood. He said, I have not yet ascended to my Father. He was going to the presence of the Father. Now, mark you, this was not the ascension of Jesus that's recorded for us in the book of Acts, chapter number 1. There were two ascensions. This was the first one. It was in the garden. And he said, I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to Galilee. I like this one. He said, and tell my brethren. They had moved. See, one day he said to them, I do not call you servants anymore. I call you friends. They had moved from servants to friends. He said, because I've shown you everything that I've received from the Father. Now he calls them brethren. Hallelujah. They had moved from being servants to friends, now to brethren. He said, but go to Galilee and tell my brethren, I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Oh boy, great news. Tell the world he's risen. He's come out of the grave. That speaks my salvation. Hallelujah. You know, there's so much to be said about that, but I don't want to go too far from the subject. When I get talking about this, I can spend the whole day on it. But you know, we're talking about the Lordship of Jesus. God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. He's no ordinary man. Jesus is no ordinary man. Somebody said, well, there are many religious leaders and Jesus is the best one. No, he is not the best one. He's not among them. All right? He's not one of the religious leaders. Jesus, listen and hear me good. Jesus is God. Until, listen, it's so important. Until you come to that revelation, you really don't know who Jesus is. Jesus is God. Let me say it again. If you don't understand it, Jesus is God. Somebody said, but Jesus didn't say he's God. Exactly what he said. He's God. You said, but who is his Father? Uh-huh. That's the mystery of godliness. Let me read something to you. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, the Word of God has been given to us to live by. Would you turn to 1 Timothy? 1 Timothy chapter number 3. I love the Word of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If I didn't have a Bible, what would I have been thinking? Huh? Would I have been assuming everything about God? Thank God I got a Bible. Aren't you glad you have one? 1 Timothy chapter number 3. Verse 16. I want you all to read it together. One, two, go. Now stop. Where it says great is the mystery of godliness, the word godliness there means the nature of God. He now wants to explain something to us about God. All right? All right, read it again. One, two, go and finish it. Did you see that? One more time. God was what? One more time. Now, when you are through reading this, I want you to put a name there. I want you to tell me who this could be. God, no. You're going to finish it and make your own conclusion. Now, start again. Received up into glory. Tell me, who is this? Who is this? Jesus is God. Jesus is God. See, he's no religious leader. He is God. All right. Now, let's look at another thing. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 1. Rush this. Are you there? All right. I want you carefully to read verse 1. The word was what?
God.
One more time.
God.
All right. Read verse 2. Verse 3. One more time. Finish it. Go on. Stop. He hasn't given him a name yet. He's just talking about the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was. And now notice, he didn't say, and the Word is God. He said, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Then it gives us the big thing. In him was life. Dear Jesus. Life, Zoe. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Caribbean Broadcast Network, Tortola, British Virgin Island. For inquiries or to share your testimony, kindly call us at 128-434-0346 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.